Hello?
Yeah, Wadi?
Hi.
Yeah, I knew who it was. I'm busy trying to send you all an email. So are you near a computer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll try this and see if I can get it to work. We're going to try to do our conference call with the connection to this WebEx. How you been this week?
Oh, good.
Are you making any contact with people?
Well, Ron and I went out on Tuesday.
That sounds like a heck of an enthusiastic answer.
So how did it go on Tuesday? You know, right? Talk to everybody that it did. What happened? What happened? You mean what happened? What happened on Tuesday? Yeah. Well, we went to the mall and found some people. And so they're in the process, I guess. What do we go to on the internet, Jerry? Your email account?
Go to your email. But it's going to take me a second because I had to bypass. I don't use Outlook because it steals all my email from my carrier. So I'm going to be doing a little patchwork here. It'll take about probably 5 or 6 minutes to...
what are we doing?
Marian, what I'm going to be doing is attempting to try to hook up a WebEx at the same time as we're doing our call.
All right.
And so I'll give you detailed instructions and how to do that in just a moment. So while we're waiting for others to come on the call, and maybe we should see if... if you have any direct questions, Melody, right at this point.
I don't think so. Right now I hate me, Ken. Okay? I'll
Good.
Get over it.
And before everybody gets on the call, are you having trouble trying to get motivated for that or what?
Oh, yeah, honey.
Well, then
are your
let's
expectations
find out.
Of yourself too high, or what's causing the hate? Oh, it's just growth, you know. I hate it. At the same time, I know that the pain that it's causing me is growth, you know, and I probably won't grow without it.
Right.
So I'll get over it, and then I'll love it again. But right now, I hate it.
Honestly, it's okay.
It just it occupies all my time, all my mind.
Well,
so far I'm, you know, 8 pounds heavier and $4,000 in debt.
So you're putting some pretty heavy weight on yourself, huh?
I suppose.
Let's figure that out. Are you using team members?
Yes, I mean, Rhonda and I went out on Tuesday and we talked to several people and, you know, got cards. Like, I met a guy at Blue Cheese and I called him a couple times and he hasn't been home. He's a young guy, you know. He was just enthusiastic and, you know, interesting at the store. And I said, well, do you keep your employment options open? And he says, yes. It's like, yes, I don't want to be at Blue Cheese all my life, but I haven't got a hold of him yet.
Okay, yeah, well, I think there's a lot of things going on, and part of it is that real tough, that real tough to be, to transfer excitement when you're not. So we're going to be looking at how do you turn the corner on that. So let's check and see who else is on the call. Anybody come in?
Kim's here.
Kim, you're awesome.
Hi there.
Have you heard anything from our people last week?
I did. She was extremely overwhelmed. And she took a while overwhelmed. She took a while to read through a couple things, and she kind of put me off a little bit, and I told her I'd come up tomorrow and Tuesday, yeah, tomorrow, and maybe simplify a couple things more, and maybe, you know, be face-to-face with her when she has some questions about it. So, yeah, she's really interested in getting the mattress. That was her main focus, and I think that they'll go forward with that, one for each of their beds.
Wow.
So, yeah, that should be good.
Well, that's another lesson learned, because I just kept on rolling. Shoot me with a tranquilizer dart.
She was just so cute. She says, I thought it was just magnets, and then there was water, and then there was nutritionals, and then there was...
Yeah,
so she was cute. But, no, I think it'll still be an okay thing. And her husband loved that same cream, so...
That's funny. I like Benji, yeah.
Sherry will not be on the call. Okay. She was not able to do that.
Well, how did you get, remind me, Kim, how did you come across that, that lead?
I had gone to a Grange Hall meeting, because I had never gone to one out in my area before, and, one of the girls there that we decided to work on some fundraising things, and I handed her my business card so that we could call each other and make an appointment. She says, oh my gosh, it's Meekin. She says, my husband wears insole. Were you in the phone book? Because I had to get a new pair, and I just looked in the phone book, and there was somebody, and I ordered them. And then she says, you know what, you need to go see my mom. And so it was her. It was through that.
Okay.
That I called her mom, yeah.
I think maybe somebody's having trouble getting in here, so hang on for just a second. I'll see if I can help them do that.
This is Russell. I'm on the call, and I'm incomplete for our first person of the week.
Hey, Russell.
How are you guys?
We're good.
Cool. Is anybody complete?
What does complete mean nowadays?
No.
Okay.
Complete by 3x3, is that what we're talking about?
Right.
Complete accomplishing what? The first person.
Sponsoring one person.
Yeah.
In the last week.
In the last week.
Oh, that's what we're supposed to do. Let me think. Did I do that?
Okay, Russell, you get a happy face for remembering.
I'm from behind. Get me moving again.
Well, I just got a call from Andre. They'll be on.
Yeah.
We're here.
Way to go. And Eric, are you there?
Who?
Eric or Diana? And Chuck and Tracy?
Yeah.
Yay! Any reports from your trip, Tracy?
From it. Oh, I have new buddies called Curtis Bennett and Ann Bodak.
Good.
They're nice buddies to have.
What was that?
Anybody go with you?
No.
How did you like the location?
But I have probably two acupuncturists, a chiropractor, massage therapist, and a friend since third grade who aren't interested.
I guess that was worth it.
Wow.
Okay, I think that's going to round it out for right now. Andre, can you fill us in on what you guys are doing?
We're currently burning some DVDs with the Russian information that we finally got.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, we watched it. I'm answering for Andre because he's filling in some CDs right now.
You're up in Dave's?
Yeah, we're up in Dave's and burning some CDs, or DVDs actually. Some really good information. We're on fire.
Yeah, we're going to be sending it to Minnesota and California tomorrow, actually, because people are waiting for that.
Is it about the American marketplace, or is it about the Russian?
No, this is only about product. What do you mean marketplace?
Well, they have different products than we do, and they have a different little bit.
No. They have the same. So it explains how they work, what they do, and Russian. So we don't have to do that, but we only have to do the business side of it, because the business side is different.
Ah. Hello, this is Jerry White.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jerry White.
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, you know what, I was trying to pick up one of our guest members, and we pushed the button, it didn't work.
How can we get one of those CDs or DVDs in Russian, Andre?
From us.
Listening.
What you guys are going to have to do on the team here is make certain when you pick those up, it costs them a lot of time and stuff to get there. So
they're on sale today, Jerry, so no worries. They're only $350 a piece.
What a deal.
I'm glad I brought that up so that you dropped the price to something decent.
Joking.
Yeah, I want you all, if you're gonna do that, please just send them a self-addressed stamped envelope, and then $5 for a copy of it. And I just think that's appropriate for a DVD and their time and effort.
Why, certainly.
Okay. Because otherwise they're going to eat up all their time trying to get those out. Who had an adventure on the 4th? Anybody have anything that happened in your recruiting on the 4th of July?
Nope.
Recruited myself to camp.
Ah, so has everyone gotten vacation out of your system for at least a while?
Yeah, I can't promise that, Jerry.
Oh, well, that Marion, it's not your system. It is for you. That's a normal everyday activity.
Right.
Okay. We've got a lot of catch-up to do for some people. We need to put some stuff in perspective. And, Eric, are you on yet? All right, so here we go. We should have everybody but Eric, and what we want to do now is I'm right now sending each of you an email. If you happen to be around a computer and can retrieve your email, we're going to attempt to try to throw some people on a WebEx, because I'm going to be pulling up some stuff from Rick Murphy. Russell, remind everybody of what we were working on for homework this week.
He's still muted. Our homework was to work on economic models.
Good.
The 3x3.
Did anybody do that?
I have a 3x3, but it's somebody that I've been working on for a little while.
That's good. We'll play with that a little bit. And I'll try to set this WebEx up. We might be able to use it for some of that. Let's see. I wanted to let you all know that in the last month, one of the things we don't often keep enough track of is exactly the fact that people are making volumes. And so I'm going to, at the end of each month, the next call around, I will announce those who had in excess of $10,000 in volume for the month. And so, Marion, would you step forward and take a bow? And let's take a moment to just have Marion give us a perspective. Did you all know that July is the lowest month? June and July are the lowest months in Nikan. So, Marion, why are they not for you?
Well, because I've been working. I didn't start working in July. I started working in January, and it's just been building every month. And I've been working with Sherry for several months just sharing product with her and other people in her group. That seems to be her, or in her life, that seems to be her mode and her ticket. And she decided that she wanted a wellness home for herself, and she wanted a wellness office, and she wanted four people in her office to be meet 10 people. That was going to be a benefit that she was going to give them, and hopefully all of them will be going to Human Skiing More Training.
Give us the play-by-play on Sherry and how that came about. What do you think tripped the trigger?
The play-by-play was I met her because she came to show me an insurance policy, and we talked about Nikin, and she was interested, and I loaned a product. She had heard of Nikin before, but no one had ever loaned her products. And let me think. We had several meetings, and some were, it was like pulling teeth, because like one meeting, her husband was there. Toward the end, she wanted her husband to make the decision. And he had a toothache, and he was kind of miserable, and he was kind of grumpy. And so we just left material, and then I went back again, and she said, well, I think he's decided we're going to get the best plan. And I said, okay. And then, it was interesting because she was about $2,000-$3,000 short from $10,000. And so I told her where she was and what that meant, and she said, no, that's fine. We'll just leave it the way it is, and we'll build from there. But, like, this week she loves the Body Energizer, and she seems to know a lot of people who have broken their feet over the years, and people with broken feet apparently just really love, it's just amazing what it does. And so she has sold one and has three more she'll probably sell. And those people probably will be in her group right now. Let's see, what does she have in her group? She has three people in her group.
But she's finding people with broken feet.
Well, not only that, she told me today, Jeremy, and I told her to call you, she has a group of medical people that she works with because they're in her insurance, she insures them, and nursing homes and things like that. So she has these nursing home providers and doctors and nurses and physical therapists that, and she seems to be so well respected that when she tells people something, they respond positively. So she wants to have meetings to educate them so that they can come aboard too. Cool.
Very good. Okay, Russell, I've got Melody and Chuck and Tracy on here. Can you all see it?
I see our names.
Yep.
Now can you see the flyer over here? Oh, wait, I'm...
To take flight, May
17th. I haven't got anything here yet. I don't think I can get on the WebEx, so.
Okay, I'm just going to send, I'm sending you all out an email. I mean, it should be getting there eventually because I sent them all out. And it's nice to see a couple of you got them because I put them in order and I just didn't know. What I was trying to do was to send you all, I saved to desktop. A couple of different things here, and now what I was going to do is Rick was going through his stuff, and on the call, and so I'm going to go back to that. Sorry about that, guys. Apparently it didn't pull up as I wanted it to, but what I want to do is I want to see if we can trace this out. There is a way in which, I want to save the current document. I do not, so get out of here. I'm going to go to a blank screen here. And we're going to try to do some writing on this thing. What we're going to do is we're going to try to break down Russell's idea on some of these the models on 3x3. So Russell, try to explain it as best you can, and I'll see if I can come up with a way to put it on this screen. You're still on mute, Russell.
Yeah, I'm coming out of it. So, if we sponsor at least two new people, first leg, or first level, and one possibly would be a second level person for an existing consultant, that would be our first of the three. And then we want to go three deep on those three initial people, if we can. And to have $100 auto ship with each of those new consultants to count for our 3x3.
So that would be 12 people total?
No, not, well, we're counting 9, but 12 would be great. You know,
okay, so the first person, by the three is including the first person. Okay. And for some, that other one, like I just had, I need to go one more deep because I had already had her.
Right.
Okay, Melody?
Yes?
See what I'm doing.
I saw you right on there with red. Is everybody getting it? Because I'm not getting it yet.
Now, do you see that I'm putting some names down here, sort of thing?
Yes.
Now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give us three vertical columns with distributor designations, G, H. I. Okay, y'all see that?
No, because I don't have it on my screen yet. How do I get it?
All right, let's check this out. Marion, did you check your emails?
I'm on my email right now.
Did you get one from me?
Nope.
Okay, anyone else have a computer that you're looking, trying to find your email?
I got my email. It's Kim.
Okay.
No, I'm just trying to get in there.
Okay.
Do you actually put your full name, or do we put whatever the...
I just did my name, Chuck and Tracy, and then...
Okay, and then our email address.
Right.
Did you send it to Palmer at mymekin.com?
No, but I will.
Okay. Hey, Jerry, can you send it to Steve at allswell.org?
Let me write these down. Palmer at what?
Mymekin.com.
And Steve, what was yours?
Steve at allswell.org.
Okay, let me make a shot at it here. Anybody else? Could I see Melanie there. Nobody else is getting them?
We got your email, Jerry. We're just getting on.
Oh, you can't get onto it? Or do you have Firefox?
No, we're on dial-up, and it takes time. I can get on, but it'll be a little bit.
Okay. And everybody say hello to Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, everyone.
Good to have you back. We all now have an IT department in Yakima. Okay, so I'm going to be resending here.
Oof.
But it's taking mine a little while to do this. Come on, compose you, little Dickens.
Ferguson and Cameron.
Yep, made it.
And I'm going to check my... Okay, while I'm doing this, and I'm going to be setting up a couple of things here, what I want you to do, Russell, is now that you are at least have sound back with us, can you explain one of the models? Now, Marion, can you come up with your model?
I can't see anything yet.
And can you explain it verbally?
Oh, my model? Okay, I have three people that are new people. Well, two people are new people, one person who I've had before. And then each of those people have two people of aggressive model. And in mine, another possibility would be three people. But the second person should have one more.
All right, and so guide us through what are the advantages, what are the dollar values, what are you thinking about? All you did was to just make three people with two distributors directly below them, is that what you're saying?
That's it. I understood we were, that was the model I thought everybody was going with.
All right, that's the model. Did you determine if that happens, how much volume would be recreated?
Well, we were talking about $100 auto ship per person, so that would be $900 to $1,000, which would be wonderful.
Does everybody agree with that?
Why would it not be like $1,300 or $1,200?
It depends on whether you go with the 9 or the 12.
All right, so as we go here, can you all see what I'm doing with connecting these?
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, if I go like this, one of the things that I wanted to do was to see how I put you at the top, and then we have three vertical columns of distributors. Does everybody agree with that's what you were thinking when you thought of what we were putting together?
What I was thinking.
Andre and Marina, do you have access to Dave's machine?
To Dave's machine?
Yeah, his computer.
Oh, no, yeah. We're doing something out here, but we're listening. Yeah, he's not here.
Oh, so you don't have access to his codes to get in. All right, so what I want to do first is, now that I've got this ability, I'm going to be working on a couple of things here, but what I would like to do is to have Kim, would you describe to Andre and Marina, who've been missing, how we came about this model and why we're talking about it today?
How we came about it, how did we come about it?
Well, the model was Russell's idea.
Right.
And yet, when we were asking what did we want to do as a corporate group, what did we want to do together, you remember what we were talking about there?
I do now. So that we could have common goal, so that we all had the ability to work as a team, and everybody joining in as a team, we came up with what we thought would be a reachable goal for everybody. And I believe we all had agreed on that we would have three wide and three deep. And it would have to be three new people. But we took it a little step further, that if you had one leg that you were already working on, as long as you had one new person under them, that could count, so you didn't eliminate maybe a leg that you're working on. And in order for it to qualify, for us to agree on, it was $100 auto ship.
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay. What was the advantage to having everybody?
Sorry, Jerry, to have everybody?
What was the advantage to having everyone agree? In other words,
the connectedness of a team.
Okay. And so now, as we look to the future, if in fact everybody buys into this concept, and all of us are attempting to try to get this three legs, three deep, we now have something that, for those of you who are coming on to the WebEx, you can see, and we could create a series of pages that I could look at from there. and you could look at when we come into these WebEx meetings,
mm-hmm.
who's got one in those places. In other words, who now has since last week sponsored a new distributor in any one of these positions?
I have.
All right, Marion, which position would it be as you look at this, or have you gotten the email yet?
No, I haven't. I'm going to send you one so that you can...
Hey, Steve, did you get an email?
Not yet.
That's weird. I will attempt to send an email to both of you again, but that's weird.
Sure, mine just came.
Okay, is that Steve?
Yes.
Okay, Marion, yours should come soon. Marion, if you were to imagine A, B, and C being the top row of distributors,
okay.
The next level below that are D, E, and F across a horizontal row, and below that are G, H, and I. Can you imagine that in the first vertical row, you'd have A?
Okay, A is Brent Pullman.
Okay.
Down underneath Brent, is that B?
Yes.
B is Cheryl Pullman. And then underneath Cheryl is Brenda. And underneath Cheryl is Joanne.
Okay. So I'm going to fill those in a second, but I actually found what I was looking for here. And pardon me for working this up, but I think you're all going to see kind of the, hopefully this is more than just one page. Yeah, well, it's one page, but we'll try it anyway. And let's see, I can go here. Trying to turn it for y'all. This is the cover of the new wellness preview, or ABC guide.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll go through and talk about Rick's stuff here. Again, I only apparently got one page of some of these pieces, and I need to get more.
Gary, should it be on our screen now?
Yeah, you don't see it?
Uh-uh. It's on mine. You have the...
Oh, there we go.
Whoa!
Okay, sorry.
Oh, here we go. I'll turn it.
Cool.
Wow, you're good.
Did you get my email, Gary?
Marion, I'm doing 12 things at once, so I'll go back and check that out here. So now you all see, now I can go back to the whiteboard, and so I'm going to come up here to this, see if I can.
The trial run.
Anybody?
Hmm?
Got a question directly to me?
Oh, I just said this is the trial run.
Yes.
You're doing very good.
So we've got Brent. And it looks like I got to erase that stuff first. So let me come down here and erase her. There we go. All right, there we go. So we got Brent there. We got, now I got to go here. And, oops. There. And then we got a little lower. What's the name of the Cheryl?
Yeah, Sherry.
And so Brent was who sponsored her?
Right, that's the husband.
Oh, okay. And then down here we
Cheryl,
got Joan.
Underneath Cheryl is Brenda.
Is it Joan?
Joanne.
Okay, everybody see those?
Almost.
So Brenda and Joanne are both underneath Cheryl, cross-line to each other. So I really only have Brent, Cheryl, and Brenda in one line, and then in another line it would be Brent, Cheryl, and Joanne. Is that what your picture looks like?
Let me try, what was the last name that you just gave me? Cheryl? Or no, who's the other
Joanne.
One?
Brenda? Well, who is Brenda?
Brenda and Joanne are both underneath Cheryl.
Okay. Can you all figure that out now?
Mm-hmm. So, Marianne, did you already have Brent? So that's
okay.
Right here.
The dates on these are Brent was 6/11, Cheryl was 6/26, Brenda is 6/27, and Joanne is 7/1.
Oh, girl. Cool.
Okay, now, I think you can all see the possibilities on what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And if I save a page for each person, then we can just put them up on top and then just kind of flip through them and do a quick assessment over time.
Cool.
That way we can keep track of, in the group, who's streaking ahead, who's needing help, that kind of stuff. Palmer at myknee10.com. Is that right?
Yep. Did you get one that I just sent you?
Not yet.
See, I just think it's my first client flow.
I'm going to do one more here, and then we'll go on. Okay, now as a group then, let's pull up and say, if you see this on the screen and you're working on where we're at, who's got an idea for a strategy? What was our goal this week?
To have one new person.
For as a team. Anybody remember?
That 50% of us were going to have one new person?
Three.
So did you make the goal?
Did anybody else get a new person?
Mm-mm.
So there's three right there, right?
Oh, I'm Marion's?
Is she on your team?
Yes, she is.
Can anybody count the number of distributors on the screen?
Okay, but what was the date that it started?
I don't know, last week.
I think we said July 1st. No.
Okay. So, Marion, how many of those were filled in since, let's say, August 31st? Or, I mean, 1st.
One was July 1st.
One was July 1st. All right. So, now, as a group, brainstorm. How do you improve that number?
Getting one.
Talk to more people.
You know, I think these answers are going to start heating up here a little bit. As a group, you're all committed now together to work. Now let's come up with some creative ideas to get somebody something. Is it going to be someone that you're going to, one person, who's got some stuff in the hopper? Let's start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got anybody on the docket that could potentially go in the next 7 days?
I do. We do.
Is that Tracy?
Alex and Chuck.
Okay, Tracy, give us a name.
Alex and Kathleen.
Okay. What needs to be done?
What needs to be done?
For them to get it and get on paper.
They need to give me their social security number.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, so the only thing you're waiting for is for them to call you with their social security number. Is there anything else that needs to be done to finish that?
Yeah, well,
they were supposed to call
us today. They were supposed to call today and we're supposed to do all this. They're going to get their products. They're going to get their website. So all this is everything they need to do. They're, it's all in line, but we haven't done it yet. So,
okay, are they in Colorado?
I'm sorry? No, they're in Redding, California.
Okay.
I think the preview.
You have them lined up for AutoShip?
AutoShip as well, yes.
Okay, how did you get them lined up for AutoShip? What are they going to order?
Well, those are the things that we needed to go through today.
Not working. I'm on vacation right now.
Okay, if you were going to be doing a an introduction of those people to the team, who would you call on this group?
Well, that's a very good question, Jerry. I have no idea. I've never talked to really any of them other than when we're on here, so looks like we'll be you. Sorry to say.
Okay, so we're gonna put Alex and Kathleen from Redick, California in here, and all they need to do is to fill out their paperwork and get on the docket, right? So as a team, what would you all say as we if we were to put that up, and I was going to start another whiteboard up here for Chuck and Tracy?
We also have people lined up that we're going to talk to.
And so Chuck and Tracy, we're coming down here to Alex and Kathleen, right? Kathleen. All right. Anybody following me on what, as a group, you want to help Chuck and Tracy assist this group become able to say, we made it, we got that one, we got this done. What would be some suggestions we would make to one another about getting Alex and Kathleen, maybe somebody else? Would that be something we'd want to talk about? How are we going to use this technology here to figure out who's playing?
So you're asking us how we could help Chuck and Tracy.
That would
complete
be good.
That leg.
Things that come to mind that you might be able to. Does anybody have any connections in Redding, California? Chuck and Tracy, do you have any? Can you give us a profile of Alex and Kathleen, what they're thinking about, and what you know, who they are, and what they want?
They're both retired. They're pretty much entrepreneurs. They're into real estate. They're farmers. They looked at Neken, and basically they both say that they want to go big. They don't want to fool around with the little stuff. They want to, you know, go huge. They know how network marketing works. However, they want the products so they can be, believe in them and be able to, share them.
Okay, does anybody have any ideas on welcoming that family? What could we do as a group to welcome that family to a group instead of just one sponsor?
Have them come on the call next week.
That's an idea. Anyone else? If you're a brand new person, Melody, and somebody brought you on and there was a group of people working like this, would you want to talk to them? Would you be freaked out?
You can find a location in California and send them to a wellness preview.
I don't think I would be freaked out. I think it would be welcoming, so to say, to have people that you could call.
Okay, and then does anybody know how to do a welcome or to discover a wellness preview in the area?
They're on the Neken website, aren't they?
I think so.
Anyone on the call help her to go further with that concept?
I stumbled across them once, but I have to go searching around and find out where they are.
Michelle, you've got a lot of that background. Do you have any ideas on how to describe how people might find a preview in another locale?
I got an idea, Jerry.
What's that? Chuck. Yeah, hit me.
From the last rhythm, I picked up, I went and copied everybody's, all the hosts and all the people that were affiliated in all the 60 different locations and put them in a Word document, which gave me somebody almost anywhere, even all the way up into Canada, where I could call up and ask them, hey, what's going on around this area?
Excellent.
I could share that with you all.
Do it.
I will.
You can go to the Rhythm of Nican on the website, and it has a map. And you click on that map, and it will tell you who is the host and the co-host, and it has all their information. So that's where you find it, really. And then your Rhythm has...
www.livewell.net. And then click plugin, and then that will take you to almost every state. And under there, you will find the different wellness previews and different calendars for each area. Anybody that's sitting on a wellness preview.
Is that Trisha's?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got that one too.
Can someone email those around to us?
Well, let's try something here.
I can put it on the. Can everybody see chat?
Yeah, everybody got that?
Can everybody see chat?
Mm-hmm.
I just wrote, hi, Jerry.
Yeah, and then somebody put livewell.com.
Is it L-I-V-E or just L-I-V? L-I-V. Okay.
No E.
Okay.
U-E-L-L.net. And then you click
plugin.net.com.
Okay, are you guys...
There we go.
Any other suggestions on welcoming this family, Alex and Kathleen, making them feel as if there is more out there for help than having them come on the call next week?
Three-way call would be a good one.
Three-way call, okay. Chuck and Tracy, are you opposed to doing a three-way call to Russell and Michelle this week?
No.
Not at all.
And if you did a Russell and Michelle, let's set up a precedent, just a small format. Basically, Michelle, you get a phone call from these guys, and they say, want to introduce you to Alex and Kathleen. Can you tell your Nican story? Can you all see that maybe we can do that in 3 or 4 minutes, maybe your story and why you have a vision of it?
Well,
and then Alex and Kathleen and maybe Melody, could you accept another call from them?
Yes.
All right. Can you all see that if you had two people or three that you would call up with your brand new people to introduce them to, they would feel more welcomed?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
More comfortable that there's somebody else out there.
Okay, are you all good with that?
That sounds good. I've got a number of them, so...
Okay, that was Alex and Kathleen for Chuck and Tracy. Who else has somebody in the works right now that should be pretty likely this week?
Brianna Williams.
I'm going to go back to Marion's board here. Oh, wait, that's not it.
Here's Marion.
So you got Brianna?
Yep.
I'm going to spell it however I spell it. And who else?
Bill Vooge.
Any others?
Well, I'm working with Jared Grill. He's signed up, but he hasn't done anything, so I kind of count him as a new person, too. Until he buys something. Don't you think he's new?
Okay, is this all helpful for you guys to see it visually?
Yeah.
I might be able to even do this.
Okay.
I was going to try to change the color of that. Let's see if I can do that. And let's say, cool.
Looks like we own color.
Yeah, our own identity.
Well, no, I was going to change the color of Brianna, Bill, and Jared because they're prospects instead of in.
Oh, cool.
Hey, I got an email from Jerry.
so now what do I do?
Wow. Good night, Miriam. We're leaving.
I'm getting pretty excited here.
Okay, who else has somebody on the docket? Anyone? Andre Marina? You with me still?
Yeah, we're still here.
Who's a possibility this week? Has Ruben signed up yet?
Yeah, he just signed up, but he has people lined up that we need to work with, and he doesn't know much yet.
He figured it out quick, so he said he's going to wait till next month, which is July, and he wants to become silver. You know, so he's like, I want to get all my people in one time, get 20,000 volume in 3 seniors, and he wants to jump to silver right away.
Well, that's a great point to bring up, and we want to make sure that if anybody says that, there are strategies we can use that will make him feel very, very strongly about it's okay to go ahead and start whenever you start. So let us know if you've got somebody that says, aha, I figured it out, I'm going to use my own volume as I grow to the next rank. If you don't stop that right before they get started, it's a killer. You get yourself backed up into the meat grinder by doing that. So I'm going to put Ruben down for you guys, and that's who we're going to work on for this next time around. And do you mind, or do you see where introducing Ruben to a couple people on this, the three-way calls would be helpful at all?
Hold on, I didn't get it. You said stop them from doing that?
Yes. Here's why. If everybody gets really excited and figures out, aha, it's the 23rd, I'm going to hold my volume till the first of the month. There's some disadvantages to that, some very serious disadvantages to you, and there'll be long-term disadvantages to them. Can anybody figure them out? Who's had enough experience to just throw in on this one?
No idea.
Magnifies the problem.
How would you give us a scenario, Russell? Where would the problem be?
If you brought somebody in and they decide, well, I'll wait until next month to start rather than getting started right away, their volume that could have got you to silver or somebody else to silver wouldn't happen that month. So the next month starts over, and you're building from zero again, and if they finally join in, but then somebody in their group decides to do what he did because he broadcasts what he's done, then you have 3 to 5 people say, I'll wait until next month instead of this month. So you have another month that nothing happens in the volume where it could have started building immediately if they'd start right away.
He won't have enough people that will work too. Who knows?
Okay, so here's the problem in the future. What is the most important rank advancement that a brand new person wants to make?
Silver.
And why silver?
Get paid.
So you get an improvement in how much you get paid, and you change what you're focusing on. When you're below silver, what do you focus on?
Yourself. People. Silver.
Well, if you focus on yourself and you say to Nikan, I've focused on myself now long enough, make me silver, what are we focusing on? What are the things that absolutely have to be done to go silver?
Humans being more
in 3 seniors.
What else?
Your volume.
Everything below silver is all based on volume. Everything above silver is based on what? What was that, Russell?
With Chuck. People, he said.
People, okay. What kind of people? If you're going to be a gold, what kind of people do you have to have?
Leaders.
Three good silver leaders.
Minimum of 3 silvers. First line to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Below silver, volume is what you're focused on. Above silver, you're focusing on making silvers. Yeah, we can make a simple blanket statement like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to focus on silver, here's the problem. Let's say that we got a team that's running real hard, and they're trying to make it to silver. And they contact Rubem on the 25th of the month, and all you need is $2,000 in volume in your silver. And Rubem says, wait a second, I'm going to be brilliant and hold my purchases until next month. If you were one who did that, you couldn't really tell him not to. Can everybody see that? Yeah, I mean, like, ethically, it'd be difficult to say, no, you need to buy your stuff now, but I was able to wait when I first got in.
Okay.
So if Rubem decides to come in and we let him come in, when it gets to his silver month, he can say to other people, I thought it was going to be real important for me to save my volume to go silver too, but I decided to get up and running, and it makes good sense. He can say that without feeling kind of weird. Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other part of that. Because if one stops, others will as well. So, effectively, did you all know that Nikan does almost half their volume for the year is done on the last day of every month?
Wow.
So if everybody was holding back to start the next month, how far should they hold back? The 15th? The 10th? It just kind of cascades on itself and it gets stuck. So we just have to plow forward. Here's another piece. Most of the, if you order on the first of the month, there is such a backlog of orders coming through from the last 2 or 3 days, your products won't be shipped to you probably for a week. So when you want to get running real hard on your silver run, if you're still waiting a week because you got your stuff ordered on the first, you won't get your stuff until the end of the first week. Then you have to have a week to try to get used to it, get your feet running, and then you start trying to make your silver run. You only got 2 weeks to do it. If, on the other hand, you prepare yourself by getting your stuff ordered earlier, like 4 days or 5 days left in the month, by the time you get to the beginning of the month, you've now got 6 or 7 people that you've already done a preview with or a coffee shop. You got your products at the first people ready to rock and roll into March, and you're ready to go with generally these, especially now that the compensation plan is set where it's at, the silver run is usually 6 weeks instead of 4. You do 2 weeks of prep to run a silver month. So these are just some things that will come to you just with experience. So I'm glad you guys brought that up. I really appreciate that. Who else has got somebody that's on the docket?
Yeah, this is Russell. I have Ron Rainey. And also Brian at Chili's there.
Okay. So I'll come up here and we'll put up Russell and Michelle. And I'll see if I can save all these so next week I don't have to do that. So, and Russell, this is interesting, guys, because Russell and Michelle are getting their two newest people completely out of town. So, Russell, how did you guys do that?
When we were at the restaurant at the expo, the lunch, I just started interviewing the waiter and asking what he liked about his job. And when you ask them and use their name, their first name, they feel more compelled to talk to you. And the more you use their name, the more they open up, of course. And I asked him after he talked about his job and what he liked about it and didn't like about it, that if he kept his business options open or his financial options open, and he said yes. And I asked him if I could get a phone number, and I would either call him back or a partner would call him back, and we would get a chance to discuss it further.
So that was Brian, and how'd you get the other guy? What was his name?
Brian.
No, the other guy. The one that I'm supposed to call today.
Nick. That's Nick.
Oh, what? Nick? I didn't remember Nick. Who? What was the other name you gave us?
Okay, Ron Rainey.
Oh,
the guy in Yakima. And I've gone through a level one, level two, and head into an event, but we haven't done a level three, four meeting. So.
Okay, now, I'm going to try to figure out how to put all these in different colors so that you guys can see the ones that are in and the ones that are pending. Is
yeah,
it helpful as a
basic
group?
Basic question, Jerry. I got the screen that says meeting in progress. Do not close this window, refresh the web page. But it just doesn't say anything. Do I need to, what else do I need to do?
It keeps loading.
Hey, Jerry?
Oh, it's just loading? Okay.
Gotta keep loading.
Jerry?
Yes, Ron?
For the ones that are prospective, put a P and then a space or P dash for a prospect and then their name. And then the ones that that have actually sponsored, we can put them as like A1, A2, or A3 for first level. And then A2 for second level.
Well, they'll be visible for that. So once you give them to me, I can put them on here as visible. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Brian is a prospect.
Brian at Chili's. No, I don't have his last name right now.
Yeah, so are you seeing the screen right now?
Yes. You got Ron Rainey. You put a P after him. He's already been to...
Oh, is he already in?
No.
He's through level three.
Okay.
Level three meetings, but not a level four yet.
All right, so that's a designation I might come up with, too. Interesting. Let me try something here.
What I would suggest is that we email you what's happened and who these people are so that you can do it. We don't have to take time to do it here.
Yeah, I agree with that completely, but I can do it on the fly once we're here as well. So if somebody wants to come to the call and you haven't been able to tell me yet, you can see how we can play this out, right?
Right.
Is this helpful to anybody to have a visual?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll feel like the team is more engaged when you can see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all just sort of words that you don't remember anyway. I may even be able to, pop these out and send an email out with the ones that are active, too, every now and then, so that while we're not on this, we can still see them.
Now, these were supposed to be new consultants from July 1st.
That's what we're doing right now. And what I'm doing is we're getting our mechanisms down because people wanted to start right now on trying to get everything up and rolling. Let's get three wide and three deep because you all got to make a living. But by the time we get some of the bugs banged out of this system and start up our next August calls, what I tried to do today, and I got a little too late on it, was there was a segment where Rick was saying, here's what a new Pathfinder Wellness Preview looks like. And wouldn't it be helpful if I had the whole PowerPoint and could go through that on here so y'all were listening and watching at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'll tell you what we've been doing, Jerry.
What's that?
Go to google.com/calendars. Go in there and you can make up individual calendars and you can see them individually, or you can make a second calendar and it overlaps into the first calendar. Is what we did. Started making one for Nikon prospects and Nikon consultants. Your Nikon prospects, say we talk to them on the 2nd, do a level one meeting or an invite, and so I'd write level one and then their name on the calendar, and if I showed them anything or gave them an e-wrap or anything, we'd write it on there, and their phone number there, and then like on Wednesday, I'd put call back, and then we'd put on there in the description box what we discussed and when we set up the next meeting. It's been working really, really well because we can go back and look through we've been doing it since May. You can go back and look what we've done since May, June. And it's just awesome to see how many people we've actually talked to. I mean, we've been even putting just, you know, as we talk to them in stores or wherever, just sending phone number on there. So we know how many days it's been before we go back and call them.
Well, I think
that's good.
A great point, because one of the biggest problems y'all are going to do is to give yourself too little credit. Anybody ever get to the end of the day and you feel like, gee, I didn't do what I was supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody on the call ever beat yourself up because you're not a Royal Diamond yet?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff happens to everybody. But when you start giving yourself credit, it makes you a whole lot more excited and really much more oriented to staying on track, growing the team. I'm trying to do a lot of these things because, well, somebody's got a hound dog.
Sorry.
Don't look off my leg.
Because we're on the verge. Are all of you noticing that people are more interested than they've ever been before? And if you're not, we're going to start really finding out why. We're going to find out what's holding back certain individuals. And if you want to engage, there's a reason why you're not engaging. And it may be because you're not confident in what comes next. It might be because you've got some personal issues that you're really fearful of doing a presentation, or you think that each person that you come across, we need to actually win every battle. Something is obviously locking it up. And so we don't care. The hard part, there's a presenter out in the world of network marketing, and her name is Dani Johnson, and she's got this really cool quote. She says, "You're going to have to weigh your ego with your bank account. Find out which one's heavier." And if your ego prevents you from being able to step forward and say, enough is enough, let's get this done and let's go as a team, then you're gonna get locked up, because it can and will be done. If you guys set the precedent to go three wide and three deep, so far I am having a hard time getting you to play the game in assisting one another. And I think it's just because you haven't got a vision for it yet. But when I threw out the idea of having some Chuck and Tracy's new people call and do three ways, maybe that's a little bit of a way of kind of getting started. Whether or not they're in, sometimes you may have to do those three ways to introduce people because they're thinking about coming in, or you want them to find out that there's good people there as a support mechanism. That might be what trips the trigger to get them over the top. And Marion's got three people that are new, so let's experiment. Because the more we do this, the better we get. Right, Marion?
Yes.
So let's just finish off with that little piece. Oh, I know Rick Murphy was leaving these homework assignments for next week. It's next week is dream time. And he wants you to describe the last three people that you talked to make a dream of what your life is like as a Royal Ambassador, and where you're going to get your next three. So there's three things. One is your dream, what's your life like now that you are. The second one is describe the last three people who said they would listen. And the last segment is to describe the three you're working on or who's on base. Now, if that freaks you out and makes you crazy, make sure you're on the telephone line to other team members and say, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I feel like those kids when they're wearing those big boy pants and they jump in the swimming pool and get out and they're really, really heavy and they're hanging down around your knees and you're real embarrassed. Whatever. get up and get on it. Take the initiative to say, enough is enough, let's get her done. And those of you who are on teams of three, you're going to have to reach down and assist other people. Let's get this thing going in earnest. Everybody know what I mean by that?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay, rock and roll. Appreciate you. Good to have you on again, Andre and Marina. I wish you could have seen what we were talking about. Good night, all.
Good night.
Hi, thank you.